as a holiday role?
Well, I think it must well have been because it was a very short duration at Shredded Wheat. I also did a holiday job in a comb factory in Hideway, but that was, again, while I was at school, you know, just doing doing the summer holidays, packing combs.
Very fiddly.
Yes, it was.
Quite slippery, I should imagine.
Well, I think you put them in tissue, as far as I can remember, and packed them in, you know, a little tissue. But, again, that was probably when I was 14, and before I left school, yeah.
And you went to Shredded Wheat?
And Shredded Wheat.
What were you doing there?
I was a guide. I just showed visitors around. And I can only remember clearly showing one lot of visitors around, so I think it was a very short duration.
So casting your mind back to that particular visit,
yes.
Can you talk me through it? Because they would arrive, would they, the visitors at a main gate?
Yes, we'd meet them in the reception, and I don't know how they came, I guess, I just there. And we would shepherd them around, and there was a set route for guiding. And all I can remember was the gantry above the packing line and the tea. Those are the two memories I have. Well, I'm 79 now. It was quite a long time ago, and a lot of water's gone under the bridge since then. But looking down at the packers, I was amazed how fast those women worked. And they did that for a whole shift. It was amazing to me.
Which would be an 8-hour shift.
I would imagine so. I would imagine so. Because in those days we did work long. Nine till six. Eight till six. Yes. That was it. 8 till 6. So, yes, it was a long, long time.
Was it noisy at the gantry?
Yes, it was noisy. It was noisy because the machines were clacking and the girls were talking while they were packing, and they would talk above the noise. I wasn't able to communicate much up there, but, you know, people were just watching the packers with interest. I probably told them all about it before we got into the noisy area. And then we went for tea. After that, we went for tea. And there was a table laid out for... I think, let me see, 3, 6, 7, there were 8 of us, including me, 7 visitors and me. And one lady, I'm looking back on it now, I think must have had Parkinson's, and we had to pour her tea into a saucer, and she managed to get some of it down. And we had sandwiches and cake and a nice cup of tea and chatted about the visit. And then they went on their merry way. And that's really as much as I remember.